Okay, so today we're gonna take a look at a story that's kind of unsettling. It's one of those that almost feels like a ghost story, you know, the kind you'd hear whispered late at night. This one comes to us through our Instagram, actually, Inspector Story. It's presented as fiction, but you know, even though it's not real, there's something about it that feels really profoundly sad, tragic even.
Yeah, there's definitely a kind of a weight to it, even though
Yeah.
we know it's not a true account. It's like,
Yeah.
I don't know. Some stories just get under your skin a little, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this one, it takes place in this town, Dunwich.
Dunwich.
Yeah. Back in 1943. So, you know, imagine a time when things moved a little slower, secrets stayed hidden a little easier. And in this town, there's this small, dusty doll
A
shop
dollar shop. Go.
run by this elderly craftsman. They call him Mr. Whitaker. And all the kids in town, they're just fascinated by his work. He makes these dolls that are so lifelike.
Oh, yeah, like incredibly detailed, delicate features, and these eyes that just, well, they seem to hold something real, you know? I mean, can you imagine what that must have been like for a child seeing these dolls? Almost like magic.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, kids, they connect with dolls in such a powerful way. They bring their own imaginations to them.
Right.
So to have a doll that's already so lifelike, I bet it was mesmerizing for them.
Right. But then, as the years went by, this disturbing pattern starts to emerge in Dunwich.
What do you mean?
Well, every child who received one of Mr. Whitaker's dolls, they disappeared.
Disappeared.
Gone. Without a trace, no explanation, just one day they're there, the next they're not. And so this fear starts to creep into the town. You can practically feel it. Where there was laughter, now there's just whispers and worry.
It's like, I don't know, it's such a strange, almost a contradiction. You know,
Yeah.
you have these dolls, symbols of childhood, of innocence, and then they become linked to this awful, grim reality.
Exactly. And this brings us to the story of young Rose. She's just a little girl full of life, you
Yeah.
know? And she's one of the children who receives a doll from Mr. Whitaker. Not long after that, she vanishes. Just like all the others. And her parents, I mean. I can't even begin to imagine their grief. But as they're mourning, they start to notice something, about the doll, about Mr. Whitaker, that just doesn't sit right. It's like this horrible suspicion starts to dawn on them. What do you think that must have been like for them? To go from this deep sorrow to this creeping terror.
God, it's like the worst possible thing a parent could imagine, right? To not only lose your child, but then to possibly suspect how, and to think that the danger could be disguised as something so innocent, I can't even.
It's unbearable to think about. So driven by this desperate hope, this need to know, they go to Mr. Whitaker's house on a stormy night, no less.
Oh, wow.
Wind howling, rain pounding. It's like something out of a gothic novel.
Yeah. The setting itself is almost another character at this point. It's
Yeah.
like it emphasizes the feeling of isolation, of stepping into something unknown, something dangerous.
Absolutely. So they get to the house and the door's unlocked. It's like this heavy silence hanging in the air.
Wow.
And as they step inside, they see it. Rows and rows of dolls everywhere, just staring blankly with these vacant eyes reflecting the candlelight.
There's so many dolls.
Hundreds. But then, as they get closer, they realize something truly horrifying. These aren't just any dolls. Each one looks exactly like one of the missing children of Dunwich.
Oh my God.
It's like they've walked into some sort of a, I don't know, like a museum of stolen moments, frozen in time. Can you imagine the feeling in that room, just suffocating with this unspoken tragedy?
It's like the fact that there's so many of them, it implies that this has been going on for a long time. It's like this whole systematic horror that he's built piece by piece, each one a child, a life stolen.
And then their eyes fall on this one doll, larger than the rest, life-sized. And as they move closer, they realize, with a sickening certainty, it's Rose. She's perfectly preserved, but her eyes, while open, they're empty. The light's gone. It's like she's trapped somehow in this doll-like form, this silent scream frozen on her face.
It's just, I don't even have words. To take a child and turn them into something so unnatural, so lifeless, it's the ultimate violation.
And in that moment, they know they have to escape. They turn to flee, but he's there,
Oh.
Mr. Whitaker. Standing in their way, this eerie smile on his face, lit by the flickering candlelight, and in this low, raspy whisper that cuts through the silence, he asks them, "Would you like a doll in your likeness, too?"
Oh, gosh. That question, it's not just a threat, it's like, it's a confession. He's admitting what he's done, and those parents, they're trapped between the image of their daughter and this monster.
And so we're left with this image, these innocent playthings, twisted into instruments of unimaginable horror, a whole town, a generation of children, stolen and frozen in these unsettling forms. And it's the fact that it all happened under the guise of something so ordinary, a simple doll shop, a seemingly harmless old man. That's what makes it so terrifying.
Yeah, the contrast is what makes it linger, you know?
Yeah.
This pure innocence, just completely corrupted. And then you have all these unanswered questions. How did he do it? Why? And those parents, what happened to them after that? It's chilling.
It really is. And, you know, as we think about the silence that must have settled over Dunwich, the secrets it holds, there's this unsettling thought that remains, even in the stillness, even though the storm has passed. Some things, like those dolls, they might still be watching.
It's true. It's like this haunting reminder that the most terrifying stories aren't always the ones that end with a loud crash. Sometimes it's the quiet ones, the ones that fade into this unsettling, watchful silence. Those are the ones that stay with you.
And that's where we leave this deep dive for today.